Matthew chapter 20. For the kingdom of the heavens is like a man who is a householder, who went out early in the morning to hire workmen for his vineyard. And having agreed with the workmen for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to those he said, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you." And they went. And again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing, and said to them, "Why have you been standing here all the day idle?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." And when evening fell, the master of the vineyard said to his steward, "Call the workmen and pay them their wages, beginning from the last ones to the first." And when those hired about the 11th hour came, they received each a denarius. And when the first ones came, they supposed that they would receive more. And they themselves also received each a denarius. And when they received it, they murmured against the householder, saying, "These last ones worked 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who bore the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he answered one of them and said, "Friend, I am doing nothing unrighteous to you. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go. I want to give to this last one, even as I have given to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with what is mine? Or is your eye evil because I am good? Thus shall the last be first, and the first last." And as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside privately. And on the way he said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and deliver him to the Gentiles, to mock and to scourge and to crucify him. And on the third day, he will be raised." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to him with her sons, worshiping and asking something of him. And he said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Say that these two sons of mine will sit, one on your right and one on your left, in your kingdom." But Jesus answered and said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup which I am about to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "My cup you shall indeed drink, but to sit on my right and on my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." And when the 10 heard this, they were indignant concerning the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you, but whoever wants to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you shall be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And as they were going out from Jericho, a great crowd followed him. And behold, two blind men, sitting by the road, hearing that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, Lord, Son of David." And the crowd rebuked them, so that they would be silent. But they cried out the more, saying, Have mercy on us, Lord, Son of David. And Jesus, standing still, called them and said, What do you want me to do for you? They said to him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. And Jesus, moved with compassion, touched their eyes, and immediately they received their sight and followed him.